Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, exploring the latest threat landscape, emerging technologies, and expert insights to help you navigate the digital realm securely. In recent AMD news, some significant security issues have been identified involving specific AMD chips. Numerous AMD Ryzen CPUs have been found to be susceptible to an exploit called Xenobleed. This vulnerability makes it possible for attackers to easily leak confidential data, placing users' data security in jeopardy. It has been observed that this flaw results in a substantial risk to crucial information, with no immediate remedy in sight. This most recent security flaw in AMD CPUs highlights the pressing need to address such concerns promptly to guarantee the protection of sensitive data. There have been numerous critical vulnerabilities identified in a variety of Apple devices and software. An essential flaw discovered in Apple TVOS's WebKit potentially allows for remote code execution, although no known exploit is yet confirmed. It's advised to upgrade your devices to mitigate the risk. In addition to this, an intense malicious campaign has been launched against macOS devices. As a response, Apple is issuing key security patches for iPhone and Mac devices to reverse critical flaws and counteract the threat. One vulnerability found within Apple Safari's WebKit provides attackers with extended privileges. Another buffer overflow vulnerability was discovered in Apple macOS. For safety, users are encouraged to perform an upgrade at the earliest opportunity. However, it's not just vulnerabilities causing issues for the tech titan. In a landmark case, France's competition authorities lodged a complaint against Apple over their approach to data use in advertising. This complaint is the first of its kind against the American tech giant, emphasizing the increasing worries over data privacy. Another alarming find is a kernel buffer overflow vulnerability within Apple macOS, which alongside the Apple Safari BIS WebKit remote code execution, raises serious concerns for the security of the operating system. Other major vulnerabilities were also found in other Apple products, such as a remote code execution vulnerability in WebKit's unknown function, a critical buffer overflow vulnerability open to exploitation in Apple Watch OS and within the Apple Neural Engine, and another problematic vulnerability in Apple TV OS that allows for privilege escalation. Further vulnerabilities include a critical vulnerability within the kernel component of Apple TV OS allowing local buffer overflow attacks, and another buffer overflow vulnerability in Apple Mac OS, threatening local Mac OS device security. Concurrently, there are also concerns within iOS and iPadOS manifesting as another critical vulnerability impacting Apple's Neural Engine component. An additional vulnerability affects the Grapher component, leading to remote code execution. For Apple iOS and iPadOS users, a process model remote code execution vulnerability concerning WebKit necessitates immediate application of security patches. A somewhat similar situation is reflected within Apple Watch OS, where a vulnerability results in granted kernel elevated privileges. Looking into Apple macOS kernel, a significant flaw has been unearthed. Exploitation through buffer overflow vulnerability manipulation with unknown data is considered likely. Another vulnerability permits escalated privileges, although specific details remain undisclosed. The same trend repeats in iOS and iPadOS, with a critical vulnerability concerning the kernel component. The flaw could potentially allow manipulation of unknown data, resulting in a buffer overflow. These multiple vulnerabilities serve as potent reminders of the importance of regularly upgrading Apple devices with the most recent security patches. Apple has already patched some of these vulnerabilities, with others already being exploited. We remain vigilant for further developments and updates in the world of Apple. In Azimut news, the top story shaking the financial world involves the Italian asset manager Azimut. Recently, they became the cyber target of the infamous ransomware group, Black Cat. This group is notorious for using cryptocurrencies such as Monero and Bitcoin as tools for their malevolent actions. Azimut, managing an astounding $87 billion in assets, has reportedly been struck by a ransomware attack. Black Cat has pressurized the company into leaking sensitive customer data, seemingly with the intent to misuse the financial data for personal benefits. Unbending in the face of this cyber threat, Azimut has resolutely declined to meet their demands. The company remains staunch in its commitment to safeguarding the privacy and security of its clients, placing their trust and confidentiality foremost. Within the industry, cybersecurity professionals are scrutinizing this situation as ransomware attacks persist as major threats to individuals and institutions alike. The rising use of cryptocurrencies and ransom demands complicates the pursuit and identification of these cybercriminals further. This digital currency affords them elusive anonymity, making tracking even more challenging. As this incident unfolds, we will continue to report on Azimut's handling of this difficult predicament, as well as the measures they enact to rein in any potential harm. Stay connected for further financial news and more. French aeronautics and defense conglomerate Thales has declared plans to acquire the cybersecurity firm Imperva in a substantial $3.6 billion deal, marking Thales' entrance into the application security domain and broadening their presence in the cybersecurity market. This bold strategic initiative from Thales serves to underline their commitment to expand and fortify their position in the complex and rapidly evolving global cybersecurity landscape. By this merger, Thales intends to build a global leader in the cybersecurity field through the integration with Imperva. Based in the US, Imperva will place Thales to take advantage of the growing requirement for sophisticated cyber defense technologies. Furthermore, uniting with Imperva enables Thales to take advantage of their specialized knowledge and progressive cybersecurity solutions to bolster their product suite and deliver all-inclusive protection for businesses and organizations globally. This deal between Thales and Imperva emphasizes the escalating significance of cybersecurity in the modern digital age. With continued evolution in threats to data and information security, organizations are deploying strategic measures to reinforce their defenses and protect vital assets. This merger is anticipated to remold the existing dynamics in the cybersecurity market, further establishing Thales' role as a major player in the industry. The rising demand for steadfast cybersecurity solutions ushers the partnership of Thales and Imperva to deliver groundbreaking technologies to efficiently counteract cyber threats. That concludes the latest update on Imperva. Stay connected for subsequent updates from the burgeoning world of cybersecurity. In recent Ivanti news, there is an unsettling development regarding a zero-day vulnerability in Ivanti software. The vulnerability was exploited in an attack on the Norwegian government, leading to the disruption of government services and compromising up to 12 departments. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has issued a warning advising government agencies to urgently patch the Ivanti bug exploited in the attack. This situation underlines the importance of consistent vigilance regarding software vulnerabilities and the need for regular updates and patches to lessen potential risks. The Norwegian government's IT systems were specifically targeted using the Ivanti zero-day vulnerability. Despite ongoing investigations, the perpetrator and their motives behind the attack remain unclear. However, it's evident that the attack caused significant disruption to the government's operations. In light of this, it is a clear reminder of the continuous threat of cyber attacks and the critical need for robust cybersecurity measures. Government agencies, along with businesses across all sectors, must stay proactive in identifying and addressing vulnerabilities to prevent similar incidents in the future. For more updates on Ivanti news and developments in this cyber attack, stay tuned. Thank you for joining us on this episode about cybersecurity, where we tackled everything from online threats to data protection, helping you navigate the digital world securely and confidently.